You see a team change running backs. Does it change stuff for you at all?
I think they'll still run, you know, what they've been running all season. Might change a thing here, two there, but I think for the most part they'll be pretty similar to what they've been doing because all the backs are pretty similar stature and speed. So I think they'll stay with what they've been doing.
So replacing a guy like Jamal Charles is kind of like the Vikings replacing Adrian Peterson just at that talent level.
Right, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to place a guy that, you know, provides so much for your team. But, you know, I think all the other guys will step up. You know that they have to step up big, and we're expecting them to do so.
Facing a team like this that's had this kind of bad luck and haven't been able to get the wins that they've been hoping to, does it make it more difficult? I mean, it's important, you know, not to overlook somebody when you look at the numbers versus what they really can.
Yeah, no, I don't think we're in a place where we can overlook anybody right now. I know each win is very important to us, and each game is very important. So we go into each game with kind of the same mindset to stop the run, be physical, and try to get the win.
Are you excited about Eric's opportunity?
Yeah, no, I think he'll be have more of a chance to stay on the field a little more and hopefully make some more plays, and I think he's ready for that challenge.
Yeah, the way you guys have been able to affect quarterbacks so far this season, do you kind of look at Kansas City as another opportunity to do that with the trouble they've had protecting Alex Smith?
Yeah, I mean, that goes with, you know, any team, obviously, but, you know, when the team's kind of struggling, you want to make sure that they keep struggling, so we're going to do our best to affect them as much as possible.
You think the 2 weeks off helps a lot? I mean, you feel better, fresher, good time for the bye, all that?
Oh, yeah, I feel great. A couple of days off here and there will do wonders for your body, so I'm feeling good.
You and Eric have kind of a second hand with each other in the communication. And does that make it a little easier transition with him in the starting lineup, knowing that he's right. Got you there on the side? You know,
yeah, I think so. No, I think this is a comfort thing, you know. You know, being out there with somebody you've done it so many times with, you know, you feel more comfortable, and hopefully that allows you to play faster and not think as much.
And Kelsey is a tight end. He can make a lot of plays. Does he pose more problems than your average tight end because of his downfield ability?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's one of the better tight ends in the game. He might be their best offensive player after Jamal, and so it's going to be our focus to slow him down as much as possible.